Good morning once again. Thank you for joining me. I'm Channing Hinkle for the Elkin Church of Christ radio program. This week we're looking at acting like men and women of God. And this morning we're going to look at the one talent man, and we're also going to look at Gideon, one of the judges of Israel. First of all, the one talent man. We know the parable of the talents. There was a man who had five talents, and there was a man who had two talents. They would go out and work and return to their master twice the talents that he had given them. But what about the one talent man? What did he do? Or should I say, what did he not do? Let's start reading in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has 10 talents. We see here the man who was given the one talent, he did nothing except make excuses. He went and hid the talent. He did not do any outright evil. He didn't steal the money, but he didn't do anything good with the money. He did nothing, and he was called a wicked and lazy servant. When we do nothing, we are nothing more than the one talent man, wicked and lazy servants. In the fight against evil, there is no middle ground, no gray area, no neutrality. In Matthew 12, verse 30, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. There's the right way, and then there's the wrong way. There is God's way, and then there is Satan's way. There is no my way. Wickedness and sinful men must be opposed. God commands that the good are not just to avoid evil, but we are to actively oppose it. Ephesians 5, verse 11. Have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. We must quit ye like men, as our theme verse, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 tells us. Now let's take a look at Gideon, who was one of the judges of Israel. In Judges chapter 6, we see the story of Gideon. An angel of the Lord would come and appear to Gideon and say to him, The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. But Gideon said to him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to Gideon and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? And he said to him, O my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. At first, Gideon would make some excuses. He felt inadequate for the job. Yet, because God was with him, he would be able to do the task that was given to him. At first, he was looking at his own power instead of God's. My clan's the least in Israel, and he was the least of his own father's house, he was talking about. But he would later realize it was the power of God that he must rely on. Gideon would have 32,000 men ready to go fight. But God said, that's too many. And ultimately, Gideon would take only 300 men with him to overtake the Midianites and Amalekites. And it was said that they were as numerous as locusts, overwhelming odds by any man's standard. But Gideon would trust in God's way. It is only because Gideon had the courage and the faith to follow God's way that he was able to defeat the enemy. One man would trust in God, and he would lead 300 men to fight against an army that would easily overwhelm them except for the power of God. Gideon would quit like a man, behave like a man of God. We can't be men and women of God if we are doing it our way. We must learn to trust God's way. Well, we're out of time again this morning. I do thank you for joining me. I invite you to come worship with us anytime you can at the Oakland Church of Christ. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 and 10:20, Sunday evening at 5 p.m., Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. You can also listen to our radio program or any of the sermons that are taught at the Oakland Church of Christ at our website, churchofchrist@oakland.com. www.elkinchurchofchrist.com. Thanks and have a blessed day.